This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers return to the practice field on Monday. Jaden Reed out with a broken collarbone. Zach Tom, Aaron Banks, and Bo Melton did work with the rehab group. Looking back to the win over Washington, Coach Matt LaFleur said there is still a lot to clean up.
We went into the game. We knew that penalties were going to be a big part of the game, and we had far too many. Obviously, the first drive, it negated a touchdown, and then we had pre-snap penalties. You don't want any of those. We had a couple penalties on special teams that really played a big impact.
LaFleur said the score was a little too close for his liking, considering he felt they dominated the game throughout. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Jordan Love had a second-half run last week where he lowered his shoulder and went right through a defender in the red zone. Did that worry the head coach?
Sometimes. You just got to do what you got to do. Obviously, that was a huge play, getting us down there and leading to a touchdown. So, ideally, in a perfect world, you give him a better play for the coverage, but we had nobody open on that. It was a bad concept for the coverage.
For the second straight week, a Packers game has resulted in historic viewership ratings. Amazon said Thursday's game against Washington, the most watched regular season Thursday night game on Prime Video ever. I'll have more on the Packers from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.